Eddie, you joined us from here.
Yes,
Eddie,
sir.
Why don't you
yes,
come
sir.
Around and get you, you know, stand up here.
This
you good there?
I'm good.
Okay. I got to take care of Eddie. Well, thank you for joining us this afternoon for my daily COVID-19 update. This is the first time I've done this in Texarkana, but it's also the first time I've been out of Little Rock for one of these updates in the last 50 days. I believe that's the case. And so I'm very pleased to be here in Miller County, to come to Southwest Arkansas, and to not only talk about where we are in the state, but also to hear from your local officials today. And I want to express my appreciation to Mayor Brown, not just today and his hospitality and his briefing to us, but all the way through this last 50 days since the emergency was declared. He's been a good partner. We've talked regularly, shared information, and I just appreciate, Mayor, your leadership here. And then Judge Harrison, thank you for this in the same way. We've talked frequently. Thank you for your support. And then we have an incredible legislative delegation that's here. We met earlier with the other officials, got briefed on the economy here as well as the hospitals and our cases and how the citizens are handling this. And I very much appreciate the leadership of Representative Dalby, Representative Lane Jean, that's come over from which this is his territory, but he lives in Magnolia, and glad to have him here. And then, of course, I want to recognize the Senate Pro Tem elect, Jimmy Hickey, who received that designation. I know that that's a source of pride for Miller County, and wanted to recognize him and thank him for being a part of our delegation today and the conversation earlier. Of course, I'm joined by Dr. Nate Smith, our Secretary of Health, and he'll be making comments shortly. And I wanted to first, as is my custom, give a case update in terms of the state as to where we are in our cases. Yesterday, we had 3,568 COVID-19 cases in the state of Arkansas. Today, we are a plus 97 cases. That brings us to 3,665. In terms of hospitalizations, we're up one from 69 to 70. And in terms of deaths as a result of COVID-19, we've gone from 85 to 88. What is encouraging is that we are continuing to increase our testing of COVID cases around the state of Arkansas. And just to refresh you, you know that last month we were about 1,000 per day testing level. And then we had a two-day surge that raised it to about 1,500 testing level. Yesterday, I announced a goal that over the month of May that we would test 60,000 cases here in the state of Arkansas, which is 2% of our population being done in 1 month. And so yesterday, Dr. Smith gave me the news that we tested 2,174 cases, tests here in Arkansas. That is, I believe it's a record for the number that we've done. And of course, with that, you see 97 cases, so the positivity rate is still low. In terms of Texarkana, I do follow the statistics here in Miller County, and you have 35 cases here in Miller County. And I want to say to everyone here that I think you've done a very, very good job of containing the spread, making sure that you do the social distancing and the wearing of masks, and doing what is necessary to protect yourself and others from the spread of this deadly virus. And we have to remind ourselves, even though we're opening up, that we still have a challenge to face. And so I applaud the leadership here that's had a consistent message, but all the citizens that's really stood up and say, we want to get back to business, but we know we've got to beat this, and so we're going to do what is necessary. And I know that in our surrounding states, we have folks from Louisiana and Texas that are here and that cover this area. They're our neighbors, they're our friends, we have our commerce back and forth. But, you know, compared to some of our surrounding counties and other states, we're doing very, very well here in Arkansas and in Miller County, and we want to make sure that protection stays in place. I always like to be able to demonstrate where we are in cases with our charts, and although you can't see them all, they will be portrayed, I understand, visually to the online audience. And if you look at the number of cases, you can see from the chart that we've had a steady decline in the number of cases, but then the last 2 days we've had an uptick. Now, what that tells me is that my prediction is coming true, that while we have a downward trend, we're going to have occasions that it goes up a little bit, whether it is in our prison environment or whether it is some other area. And that doesn't mean we're on the wrong path, but you're going to have a jagged pattern as you go on the decline. And so we've got a little bit of an uptick, but comparison to where we were before, it's understandable. But we want to make sure we keep that trend in the right way over the long term. And you can see the trend from the 7-day rolling average that reflects the downward trend, which is this orange line. The 7-day average has us still going in the right direction. In terms of the hospitalizations, as I mentioned, we had, additional hospitalization, which is 70, which has been on a downward trend for hospitalizations. And that's something that is fairly consistent in how you can measure it, because if someone is ill, they go to the hospital. And so that's a little bit more steady and reliable than anything else probably that we're doing. And so the hospitalizations had a peak, and it's been down since then. I was asked by the media 2 days ago if we could ever show a graph showing the active cases in Arkansas. And now the active cases would be those that have not recovered yet. And so we have our cases that we have, 3,665 cases. You subtract those that have recovered from that number, and it gives you the number of active cases. And so this is a graph that shows the active cases. And I know some of you might have a hard time seeing this, but it shows the active cases. The main thing you need to see is that you had a peak, and it's been on the decline, a steep decline in the active cases, which shows that though they're recovering, and the recovery is faster than our growth in cases. With that, I do want to make an announcement today, but first let me just make an overall comment that we're in phase one of the Renewing America's Business Again. And in phase one, we've been able to open limited in-dining service for our restaurants next Monday. Our barbershops, our salons are going back into business, obviously with restrictions. We've continually lifted restrictions under phase one. But I know that everybody wants to get to phase two. And phase two means that we need to make sure we don't have a resurgence during the next 14 days. And if we can be successful in that, then we'll be able to go into phase two and open up even more. But we've got to do this carefully, we've got to do it together, and we've got to make sure that we avoid that resurgence that people have expressed concerns about. Now, I mentioned that I wanted to make an announcement, and that is that on May 18th, we will be working to provide new guidance for the three gaming casinos in Arkansas so that they can renew limited operations. And Dr. Smith has worked very hard. We've all worked hard with the industry. They have presented proposals as to how they can socially distance in that environment. They can manage the population there. And so they will be opening on May 18th at one-third capacity. One-third capacity with stringent social distancing requirements in place. And they're continuing to work with Dr. Smith. He'll be releasing the guidance late today or tomorrow to further instruct how this opening should take place. We'll be monitoring it very closely, but that is one of the businesses in Arkansas that we're able to lift a restriction on effective May 18th. With that, let me invite Dr. Smith to come up for his comments.
Thank you, Governor. It is good to be here and get out of Little Rock a little bit and be here with you here in Texarkana. Just to go over some details from the numbers that the governor has given, we did have 97 new cases from yesterday, and that's the that's up from our low of 27 earlier this week. Of those 97, 30 of them are correctional related, and the other 67 we consider community cases. So our total is 3,665. Of those, we have 710 that we consider to be active cases. And we've gone in and looked carefully at all those cases classified those as recovered who are recovered. And so there's quite a change from yesterday because we did some cleaning up of our books, so to speak. We don't have any new counties to report, no new counties affected. As the governor mentioned, we currently have 70 who are hospitalized. That's a net increase of one from yesterday. We currently have 14 that are on a ventilator. We have had a total of 88 deaths. That's an increase of three from yesterday. One of those was a nursing home related death. So currently we have 2,867 who have recovered, and that's up 758 from yesterday. Now, part of that is reclassification. Part of that, as you remember, we had a large increase in our numbers related to the Cummins outbreak about 2 weeks ago. Once someone has gone past 2 weeks have not having any symptoms, we consider those to be recovered. I want to give a brief update on our nursing homes. We currently have 47 nursing homes where we have at least one resident or staff member who's been infected. And we have a total of 266 nursing home residents. That's an increase of two from yesterday, and 155 staff. That's an increase of six from yesterday. In terms of our correctional facilities, we have five additional inmates at the Cummins unit that have tested positive, so our total there is 881, and our other numbers from the correctional facilities are the same as they had been. As the governor mentioned, yesterday we did have 2,174 tests that were done. That isn't an all-time record. We've broken 2,000 twice before, but I'm hoping that this will be our new trend. Our goal is to be testing more than 2,000 every day. Of those, 244 were from the Arkansas Department of Health. Our total positivity rate for yesterday was 3.7%. So despite increased testing, our increased cases, we also have fairly low percent positive. The last thing that I wanted to relate to you was a conversation I had yesterday with CDC Director Dr. Robert Redfield. He gave me a call in the evening, and he said that he had been looking at our numbers in Arkansas and was very pleased. He was very pleased, especially since not only have our numbers remained low and heading in the right direction, but through this, we never did have to shut down. So we were able to keep our economy going at some level and now an increased level at the same time that we have been able to decrease our cases. And he thought that that was an example for other states and something they would continue to watch very carefully. I was very pleased with that input, especially since to hear some people talk, it seems like they think you have to choose between saving lives or saving the economy. And I want to say that really is a false choice, because here in Arkansas, we're doing both. It's not true that you can just let the COVID-19 go out of control and that your economy is going to recover. It won't. Who wants to come to a state where you've got an out-of-control epidemic? Who wants to start a business in a place where you have an out-of-control epidemic? In fact, who wants to get out of their house and go out to eat if you've got an uncontrolled epidemic? On the other hand, you can't save lives without You got to have some money. You can't save anyone from COVID-19 or anything else if you don't have a healthy economy. So here in Arkansas, we're really doing both, and we have to do both. And the governor's goal, my goal, has been to help our economy recover as quickly but also as safely as possible. And we are likely to see spikes, and that's why we're also building our capacity for testing, for contact tracing, and also for those information systems so that we can get the information and into actionable information, the data into actionable information as quickly as possible. And with that, I'll turn it back over to the governor.
Thank you, Dr. Smith. And then I've asked Mayor Brown to come and to extend a welcome as well, make a comment. Mayor Brown.
Thank you, Governor, and welcome to Texarkana and Dr. Smith. We appreciate you being here. I want to thank you on behalf of the county and the city residents for you two's commitment to helping us statewide with this. My message today across the state of Arkansas, as several conversations I've had with the governor over the last several weeks, has been consistency and doing and following the directives that have been put forth by the Arkansas Department of Health and the governor's office. In Texarkana, we intend to do that, both city and countywide, and following these directives as we begin to open back up the city, as we get into this 14-day without a resurgence, that we can add to that. But we need everybody's cooperation in doing that statewide so that we can get to a point of opening back up and getting our economy back to normal. This would not be possible without the Arkansas Department of Health and the governor's office working on these directives and working night and day, talking with all of us across the state about what would be in our best interest. He came here today. He's listened to some of our concerns, some of our hospital concerns, some of the issues that we've had, and that we can continue to address those. And the governor's office has been very open to allow us to make some decisions on our own, but yet follow these directives that the state and the Department of Health have put forth. And I appreciate the governor's leadership in getting us where we're at today. I'm hoping that in the governor's goal and Dr. Smith's goal, that we'll not have a resurgence in this 14 days and that we can move to phase two very quickly. And so my message across the state is to still continue to follow these directives to the best of your ability, and sure enough, we'll get to where we need to be. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor Brown. And with that, I'll turn it over to any questions from the media. Yes?
Can you speak generally about coordination with bordering states in your response? And more specifically, have you been doing any cross-border tracing where you might be able to trace someone, a patient in Miller County who works in Northeast Texas or vice versa?
Very good question. And the first part of the answer is, I communicate regularly with the governors from the different states, Governor John Bel Edwards and Governor Abbott of Texas, of course, more broadly, Bill Lee in Tennessee, and on. We communicate with each other, and it's primarily sharing information because everybody's in a different position. What's happening in Louisiana is obviously very different from what's happening in Arkansas, and I was pleased to be able to offer, at least in the time that they had a shortage of ventilators and a great fear of having enough ventilators in New Orleans, I called Governor Edwards and offered him some ventilators from Arkansas. And so it's that kind of partnership that we enjoy, and it's particularly beneficial if you have an outbreak in the prison. That's a commonality that we can share best practices between both our health directors, but also the governors themselves. And then, as you're trying to time the loosening up and the lifting of restrictions, it does relate to us. Your delegation, your mayor, judge, and your legislators have communicated with me about, what Texas is doing. And so that impacts us here in Texarkana because it's one community. And so you'll see some differences, you'll see some similarities. I'm going to ask Dr. Smith if he wants to comment on the sharing and tracing, contact tracing of information across borders.
sharing of information across state lines is something that we do on a routine basis. We have good partnerships with our colleagues in the other states, and when we have movements, oftentimes we're actually notified by CDC of travelers as well. I particularly have had good close contact with our state health officials in our neighboring states during this time. You know, this is a time where we tend to kind of huddle together. We have a national organization, the Association of State and Territorial Health Officials. I'm serving as president of that organization this year. But here in the southern states, we have a weekly call. Monday morning, I was on the phone with Dr. John Hellerstadt from Texas, Dr. Alex Biu from Louisiana, but also we had Tennessee, Mississippi. I don't think we had Oklahoma this Monday, but so we are in close communication with each other, and that gives us an opportunity to do some problem solving together when we need to.
Yes, any other questions?
Why did you choose to come to Texarkana today?
I chose to come to Texarkana because we wanted to take this message to other areas of the state, but Texarkana being on the border, having such great communication with your mayors, I wanted to come to South Arkansas, and Texarkana was a natural spot for that. I realize how important Texarkana is to the economy of our state, and I want to make sure that we're managing it well, and also to really congratulate the leadership and the citizens for what I consider some very good work that you all are doing. Yes, ma'am.
If we do see another spike in cases, do we see the community going backwards in terms of another full shutdown? Will these businesses that are reopening be closing back down again?
Great question, and the answer is that we're going to study any spike very carefully. And so if there's a spike that we can identify that and we can control it, we can manage it, then that should not detract from our overall objective and direction that we're going in going to phase two and opening up more. But if there is a, for example, if you open up the movie theaters, or if you open up particular restaurants, or if you have an outbreak in a church, then we're going to be able, through contact tracing, really try to identify where the problem is, get a control on it, and make a decision then whether we need to ratchet it back and say this is not working very well, we've identified this particular area as a problem, and take better control of it, or whether we've got control of that and it shouldn't stop us from overall objective. The key thing is that we don't have a resurgence in the next 14 days. We want to be able to move to phase two, and I'm hopeful that we'll be in a position to do that. The key is our contact tracing and being able to identify and to stop any spike before it becomes a trend. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
Summer activities for kids, baseball, American Legion baseball, things like that, is that going to be able to happen?
We're going to make a decision on recreational team sports later in May. We want to give it a little bit more time, but we want to be able to make a decision in late May so that all the activity sponsors can know what they need to do in June and July, what will be open, what we can do. We realize how important that is, and so stay tuned for additional announcements and decisions on that.
I know you spoke recently about the oil and gas industry and the impact of COVID-19. Is there any help available for those industries?
Yes. First of all, we understand how important the oil and gas industry is to South Arkansas historically and currently, but with the falling oil prices, they've struggled. And obviously some of the independent producers here in South Arkansas can't justify the cost of bringing it out of the ground if you can't sell it. And so what I've done is directed the Oil and Gas Commission to look at ways that we can provide relief. We are waiving oil fees We're waiving some different types of fees. We're asking them to look what other ways we can help them as a state through this challenging time. Yes.
Is the Texarkana area considered a hot spot for cases?
The answer, in my judgment, based upon national modeling, you can't compare where we are in Arkansas to any hot spot across the country. And so Dr. Smith made a comment yesterday. I think I want to invite him to come and address that. And by the way, while Dr. Smith is coming, we are very fortunate and blessed in Arkansas to have a nationally recognized infectious disease expert as leading our Department of Health. He is nationally recognized, and we're very blessed to have somebody really is a true expert in this field.
Thank you, Governor. With regard to Texarkana, I think maybe a comment I made yesterday at our press briefing, I may not have said it the right way, may have been taken a little bit out of context. In terms of absolute cases, Texarkana certainly is not a national hotspot. What I was talking about yesterday was really just looking at the previous 2 days where we had seen larger increases in percent of cases. Southwest region was one of the two regions that were higher than the others, and within Southwest region, most of the cases have been in the Texarkana area because that's where the population is. My comments were really meant to say, you know, we just need to pay attention. We need to make sure that we're doing enough testing there. That's especially true because Shreveport is not too far away from here, and they really do have quite a few cases there. The same is true of West Memphis because of they're across the river from Memphis. So my comments were really meant to say, look, we just need to make sure we're doing enough testing here, not missing anything. But I certainly wouldn't characterize Texarkana as a hot spot like New York City or New Orleans or one of these other places. So I apologize if I sort of miscommunicated that yesterday.
One final question. Yes, ma'am.
With the businesses that were allowed to open earlier this week, have you seen that they have been following the guidelines that have been put in place for them to reopen?
And so you're talking about the salons and barbershops? The answer is yes. I've just been so gratified that the businesses that have reopened under strict guidelines, they understand how important it is for them to be successful in terms of health care of their patrons as well as themselves. And so everything I've seen is that they are following it very carefully, and that gives us confidence. Nobody wants a bad outcome there. And so we're going to continue to do that step by step, carefully, as we haven't shut down our economy in Arkansas. We didn't have any shelter-in-place orders, but we did put restrictions on, and those hurt our economy. We're trying to lift those. People can make a living, provide a service, but to do it in the right way, and from what I've seen thus far is that they're very, very supportive of those guidelines and are following them. It's great to be in Texarkana today. Thank you for this opportunity, and we will see you next time. Thank you.